Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Dragons rain, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. 18 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Bit of rain expected over the next few days, which means get your mowing done today, folks. Get it done today. 25 degrees, Beaconsfield. We were just talking about this robotic mower with my original council, which, by the way, it runs on the power from solar, which is not costing any money. It just roams around and cuts grass.
And who wants to be doing the lawns, honestly? Everybody needs one of these things.
Well, we've taken it upon ourselves. No one asks us to do anything. So we've just said, you know what? We're going to give it a name, council.
Yep.
you're welcome.
Not one of our names, though, because they're dreadful.
I came up with Kane. Dave says it's crap.
Yep.
So we've taken your call, 13 27 10.
Well, Jane's on holidays here. Jane, hello.
Good morning. How are you going?
You're very well. You've chosen a nice place to holiday.
Oh, look, I love the area. Mm. Used to live there a long time ago.
All right. So what do you say? You are giving our name for our lawnmower. What is it?
I think it should be Samoa Lot.
Samoa Lot. Then you got grass.
Oh, my God,
yes. Well, I did run past Mac Mower Lot, but I thought, no, Samoa Lot.
Yeah, Samoa Lot. That is awesome.
Oh, my God. I don't know if you can fit that onto a sticker to put on the side of the darn thing, but, look, that's a good start, Jane. Thank you.
See you later. Sir Mow-a-Lot. We can make a song up for it as well.
Andrew's called. Andrew Mackay, have you got a name for our mower as well? Or not our mower, but council's mower?
Yeah. Rosie, the cleaner from the Jetsons.
Oh, of course.
Rosie would be a good name. Can we get it to wear a little apron?
Yeah, Rosie, the robot cleaner.
Yeah.
Oh, that's... Andrew, you are an ideas man. We might need to call upon you regularly.
Yeah, that's a good one. thank you, Andrew. Yeah, I reckon we should try and get the little apron, the little the little hat. And it carries around a feather duster.
Mary is in Mount Pleasant. Man. How are you doing, Mary?
Yeah, good, thank you. Yourself?
Yeah, good. What name have you got for the lawnmower?
I think it's pretty lame, but Rover the Momatic.
Rover the Momatic? Why is that lame? That's good.
Well, it does. I thought it was just simple.
Well, it does rove around, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
There you go.
It's automatic.
Oh, exactly right. So it's pretty much name what says what it does.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's a good one. Thank you, Mary, for the call. Appreciate it.
No worries.
See you later. Have a great day. We'll go to South Mackay with Ryan. How are you, Ryan?
Not too bad, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good. I'm loving this I'm loving this topic, honestly. Right, what do you reckon name for the mower?
The Mactown Mowinator.
Mowinator. That's brilliant.
Oh, man. This is going to be too hard. Again, council haven't asked us to do this. We're just doing it upon ourselves.
Yeah.
But,
Was that the first one you came up with, Ryan, or did you come up with a couple?
I'm hoping to go for, like, Triple M, so, like, Max the Motown Mowinator.
See, now we're starting to own this thing. Ryan, great suggestions. Thank you. If you've got one for us, go to our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. So you'll find us online.
There's plenty on Facebook as well. One says Boris.
Creative.
I don't get that either. Choppy McMomo. Good on you, Rihanna. That's pretty good.
The one I found creative on social media was Chopper Weed.
Oh, there was another one. Reed, yeah. There was another one. Lorna.
Yeah, Lorna.
Lorna.
Council,
mower.
If you want a name for the mower, get in touch. We've got plenty of suggestions for you. Jay and Dave for breakfast. 14 minutes away from 7 at Triple M.
Well, Jay and Dave for breakfast.
All right. So this is just word on the street. Like, I'm not actually the person that sort of is running this thing. But on Sunday, apparently there's going to be a big holding day at Pioneer.
Okay.
Oh, near Holden. So it should be just all Holden cars.
Nice.
Obviously, for what's going on, and you guys would have heard about it too, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. So, how'd you feel about the news when they said that Holden was folding?
Not good, mate. Not good. Obviously, I like a lot of other guys out there, I believe it's not a good thing for it to be happening.
Mm.
Obviously, when you think about it, like with Bathurst and everything like that, with the Holden against Ford. What's it going to be now, like Ford against Ford?
Well, Dave said that the other day. Yeah. It's just like 100% strike rate for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ford followed by Holden. Well, Ford. Oh, man, it's going to be terrible.
I don't want to go Ford. I'm a Holden man through and through. Yeah. So
what do you drive?
Mate, I've got an old Holden ute.
Okay. Yeah, what model?
It's 79 model. You guys probably would have seen him getting around. It's a white one. It's Mr. HZ.
I've seen that. Yeah, I have seen that, actually.
Yeah, nice.
You go to show and shines and everything with it as well, yeah.
Yeah, every now and again I sort of pop up to ones or go out to the Mulheron Park or the marina there for the covered in chrome.
Are you at the Northern Beaches? Are you at the Northern Beaches?
No, mate. No, I'm in town.
Okay,
I'm
right. Town. Yeah.
But I do go for drives out there every now and again. I just sort of go down on weekends and go for a cruise. Went out to the Pinnacle Pub on a Sunday, just going. It was nice. Awesome.
Okay, so you got the Holden, you got the meat pie. Have you got a kangaroo as well, or what?
I don't even have a mullet. No mullet either. So.
All right, so we're hearing that there's a Holden day at New Pioneer Holden here in Mackay on Sunday. Do you know what time they're saying this is going to happen?
Well, at 10 a.m.
Okay, right.
10 a.m.
Right.
So, yeah, it should be good. Like, if it's going to be what I've heard, I'm really looking forward to it, you know. Yeah. So,
even if it's...
it should be... Sorry?
No, you go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it'd be good, like, if there's a few vendors out there, you know, like for coffees or whatnot.
Yeah.
So, just to, you know, obviously, if there's going to be quite a few people out there, it'd be good if a few vendors turned up as well, you know, with your coffee vans and maybe a pie van as well.
Nice.
Who knows?
Yeah, and some kangaroos.
That'd be good.
And kangaroos.
Some kangaroos. Some people with mullets and everything. Yeah, why not, eh? Why not, boy?
Look, we'll find out more about that. Thanks for giving us a heads up, Lee. Appreciate it, mate.
No worries.
Jay and Dave for breakfast. Triple M. This is it. Our favourite time of the week. This is Triple M footy.
Try to the Warriors. The Knights on the attack.
Here come the Titans.
Oh, you got to love your rugby league.
Triple M footy.
You know what? It's always fun when Jacko comes into the studio, and it's almost footy time. So, Steve, Jacko, Jackson, mate, good morning.
Hey.
Where's my intro?
Like, it's playing underneath you.
Oh, that's why I haven't got headphones on.
Talk
right.
About a bloody diva. Jesus Christ.
I want my coffee, and I want my intro.
Oh, mate, he's the fourth member of this breakfast, or third member of this breakfast show. How long have you been doing this with us for now?
Oh, it's been a couple of years, probably more than a couple
four
of years.
4 or 5 years now.
Wow, so quick.
Yeah, I tell you what, you've gone from strength to strength. You were coaching the junior squads at Magpies. Now you're the A grade coach, but you've also gone this year a bit further, haven't you? You're the city coach for the rep squad this weekend.
Yeah, well, how it's amazing. I love representative games because it really tests the player.
Yeah.
You know, they're playing against better competition, which makes them a better player. And I just love representative football. And what I'm doing is I was going to coach the city side, but I've pulled back from it.
Right.
And Joel Clinton's going to coach the city side. Santa Manasar's going to coach the countryside.
Yeah.
And I'm coaching the Mackay side, so I get back to watch both teams play. If I'm going to select players. Yeah. You know, when you're coaching one side, well, especially me, I don't watch the other side.
Yeah.
It's just your team you're watching.
I just watch my team. And so... I can't make a fair sort of opinion on who's the better player if I'm sitting there coaching one side. Yeah. So Joely Clinton's coming over and he's going to take over.
He's a good one, though.
Well, he's been around. Joely, he played a lot of top-level football and great bloke to have in there. So some of the playing talent we have in Mackay this year, it's incredible.
Going to be a good season.
Oh, it's going to be a great season. Serena have got an influx of players. You've got Proserpine that look good again. Ty Ingebrigtsen up there and Prossy, he always gathers them. See, the older players that retired from down south, they come up and enjoy the Whitsundays.
What a great way to attract players.
Good work. He won the grand final last year and he's on track. They've just knocked off South in a trial match. I know trial matches are, you don't take too much from trial matches, but it's always good to start on a good note. So Prossy started well, and we played Roosters up in Burdekin, the Burdekin Roosters last week.
How'd they go?
We got beaten. The pretty good side, Burdekin Roosters. But once again, we 70% of our side haven't played together, and that's what you've got to do. Create that gelling effect with your football side. And,
sure.
But anyway, getting back to City Country. What amazing day and night's going to be. Starts at 11 o'clock this Saturday, the 22nd. And it goes from under 13 right through. Clear that throat over there.
Sorry.
How can you interrupt him? Come on, Jay.
I pressed the cough button. I'm surprised you didn't hear me.
Because we're only just talking about it. That's why I mentioned that.
Sorry.
But we're going from under 13s right through to A grade. And it's going to be a fantastic day, especially in the juniors. They usually just pick their rep sides, but they don't have a city country. But by having a city country, it just exposes more kids to get that opportunity to play rep football.
Yeah.
You know, the kid that just may have not reached that line to make a Mackay side,
sure,
but can make a city country side,
yeah,
and that could be all the difference that kid needed to go to the next level.
Just to boost his confidence.
Exactly.
And her confidence as well.
Well, you're exactly right with the confidence. And a player playing with confidence and without confidence is a completely different football player.
Mm.
As soon as they get their confidence on board, away they go. So
beautiful.
Can't wait.
Well, make sure you get out to the junior grounds from 11 a.m. When do the A grade start?
Next week, no, James. 6:30
right.
6:30 but no, look, if you want... that's not like me not doing... That's not like me not...
Let's all cough now.
that's not like me doing no research, is it? And then you want to talk about the Indigenous in Maori's game.
Yes.
And I wouldn't have a clue who's playing. No. I had a bit of a look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be, once again, there's going to be some great talent. They'll be playing some... ad-lib football. You'll get to see some interesting... definitely. It's great attacking football to watch.
We'll put the rundown.
No anthem?
No anthem.
I don't know, is it? They've been talking about...
Oh, I don't know.
Well
we'll find out on Saturday night down on the Gold Coast, yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You don't care either way? Each their own.
What the hell? Yeah. Just play football. That's all I'm worried about.
We'll put all the info on that for the town and country games and all the other football information on our website, triplem.com.au. Jacko, as always, you certainly make it interesting, my friend.
Boys, it's not far away. Not far away the season starts.
Yes.
March 14.
March 14.
You'll be back in doing our tipping this year.
Oh, I'd love to. All if right. you have me back.
Oh, well, just.
As long as you clean your throat first.
You sound like Dave off the air. All right. Jacko, thanks for joining us. Heading for our top today, we are looking at around 33 degrees here at Triple M.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Birds of Tokyo at Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 Week Sundays, and at triplem.com.au, 10 past 6. Some showers, possible thunderstorms later this afternoon, and 33 degrees is the top. 26 is Seaforth.
Well, it's finally happened, Jay. Someone has smacked their door into the side of Mackay.
Oh.
I must admit, it's taken a little while. Like, it's pretty much a year since I've had the car.
Mm.
So, you know, so that's a decent amount of time before,
shouldn't
you know.
Shouldn't have to happen. It shouldn't even have to be, I had it for a good amount of time before it happened.
Yeah, I know, but you know what Mackay's like, you know, people just a little bit careless, like with your car, brand new car.
A week.
Some people get it on the first day that they get the car, you know, they go out to work and, you know, they get back after work and they've got a mark on it.
I don't understand because it just takes 5 minutes to leave a note saying, "Hey,
yeah,
I've left a mark on your car.
Yeah,
I really apologise about that. At least leave a contact number so you can try and sort something out."
Yeah, and that's happened in the past as well. You know, one lady said, "You know, I accidentally bumped your car.
Where was it parked?"
Oh, it was at the front here on Victoria Street,
right?
And we were out in the car to start off with, so we've come back. And lo and behold,
that's where you've seen it.
White mark on the driver's side.
It does make you feel like I can't have something nice.
Yeah, you work your backside off for something nice, don't you? Mm. Yeah, absolutely. You get to work and with a nice car, and then someone goes and does that. It's just, you kind of feel a little bit violated. That's how I felt yesterday when I saw it.
Well, when I first had mine scratched, I was tempted to try and see if I could find CCTV footage from the area where I was parked at the time.
You were pissed.
I was so pissed.
You were.
I think anybody
angry
in their right mind,
days.
Anybody in their right mind would have been.
Well, yeah, but you know, for a couple of days, you know, because it was a brand new car.
Yeah,
you know. So it was all shiny, all new, and all of a sudden you see this little bit
It wasn't little on mine. It was that scrape on the back of the bumper bar.
That's right.
So somebody's reversed out.
Yeah.
And obviously didn't make it and scratched the back of the bumper. So.
And they just go, whatever.
Mm.
You know, he's got a new car, he can afford it. Bollocks, you can.
Yeah, I know.
You know, get it all, buffed out. Now that's the problem. Now.
So what's your deal then? What do you have to do now?
Well, I've got to get buffed out.
Mm.
You know, because you can't just have it. Because mine's a blue car
yep.
with a white mark on it. It stands out like dogs, you know what's.
Mm.
So, thank you very much to the person in a white car that couldn't be bothered being careful. Thank you.
I think you're in the same boat as a lot of people around Mackay Wood Sundays, unfortunately. Jay and Dave for breakfast this morning. 26 degrees in Ball Bay right now.
Jay and Dave for breakfast. Triple
M. G'day, Ruben.
How are you, mate?
Good, mate. What's going on?
I've got three little stories to tell you about cars and scratches and all that.
Oh, yeah, do tell us.
Okay, first one, well, you know where I work, area. Don't say it over the radio. But I take that car you saw me in, Jay. One day I come out of work, I washed my car on the weekend, and I found circle marks on the bonnet of my car. Someone has got a soft drink lid and just gone round and round and round in circles over it.
Why do they do that?
Piss you right off. Second thing, when I worked at Mount Isa Mines, we had an acid spill from one of the smelters.
Yeah.
And the mines had to pay for the car to get repainted. So I'd had my car in for six weeks. I just got my car out, and I went down to get brand new tyres on my car, and someone smashed in to my back driver's side wheel. Pushed it all in. Brand spanking new. Only had it for less than 12 hours, and all the back of the passenger side back was smashed in near the fuel tank.
No message was left?
No message was left. And the funny one, this is the funny one. I was walking to... I go into Harvey Norman's with my young fella. This is about 10 years ago when I weighed quite a bit of weight. And
yeah.
I tripped on the concrete. You know how sometimes they have a little lip on the concrete?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I was walking there. I was talking to him, and I tripped walking towards Harvey Norman from, say, where A-Mart used to be. And I sort of lost my balance, and I fell forward, and I smacked into a car. Now, the car was driving towards me. And I put my hand out to, because I thought I was going to get hit by the car.
Yeah.
And I put a massive big dent in his front panel. Anyway, I was there because I got Bunny up on the floor after I hit him. And the lady came in and said, "What did you do to my car?" I said, "Mate, it wasn't done on you know, it was an accident. I tripped." "Oh, what am I going to do about my car?" I said, "Well, go and get it bloody looked at and I'll pay for it." It ended up that I gave my details and my phone number because it's not like you could run away. It was right there.
Yeah, yeah.
And the way she carried on, anyway, her husband rang me that night and she said, "Mate, it's all good. What we've done, we've taken it to the panel beaters." And it wasn't, you know, it's one of those dents that you can pull back out.
Yeah.
Imprinted. But the way she carried on is like I was tripped on purpose. I was probably about 180 kilos. So I was a bit of weight. And I've used, you know, I've sort of gone, "Oh, shit, bang." And I've just put massive handprint into the
front. One of these people who just probably wanted to be offended for being offended's sake.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
The old thing that Luke Bonaway says, you know, who's going to wake up today? Who am I going to piss off today?
Exactly right. And it was obviously that lady's day on that day. Thanks for your call there, Ruben. Yeah, there you go, hey.
Wow. I would have left the handprint.
Give us something nice to complain about.
Exactly.
If you've had a scratch on your car and somebody hasn't left a note for us, let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay Wood Sundays. You'll find us online in just a second. Stacey will check the latest in news headlines here at Triple M.
Jay and Dave for breakfast. Triple
M. Now, this weekend, Jay, we find out whether or not Mackay has the best tasting water
we
in the world.
We know we do. We know it.
That's
right.
That's why our next guest is here, Greg Williamson, the Mackay Mayor. Hello.
Morning, hi, guys. How are you?
Very well.
Is it just me or have we got two silvers worldwide?
No. We got no. So this is the only time we've been voted the best water in Australia. So best water in Queensland 2 years in a row.
Yep.
And the best water in Australia then goes and gets to compete against 100 other water.
Samples. Yeah.
Samples from around the world in Berkeley Springs in the United States this Saturday.
Right.
I mean, so, Botswana's got nothing on us.
well, I think we've got a good chance of winning.
Look, how good would it be to be the best water in the world?
Totally.
You
know?
Yeah.
Absolutely outstanding. So that's on this Saturday. It's going to be live streamed. I don't think I'll get up in the early hours of Sunday morning to see the live streaming. But we've got two people over there.
Yeah.
So we've sent our manager of the water treatment area.
Yeah.
So Stuart Boyd is over there, and our director Jason Devitt has paid his own way to go over there. He is so confident and just wants to be there when we're named the best water in the world.
When you have faith in the product, you know that you're going to win.
That's right.
So we've got a challenge for you, Greg.
Yeah, look,
Mr.
I've
Winston.
Seen these three glasses lined up here. I don't know about this.
Now, this is legit.
Legit, right.
We have a sample from Proserpine, a sample from which Sunday, sir?
From the Cannavale at Whitsunday Plaza, yeah.
Right, okay,
and also
right.
one from Marion.
And one from the Marion Water Treatment Plant, which is the best water in Australia.
Absolutely. And we want you to have a bit of a taste to see.
Okay, so I've got to taste these. And so there's three lined up. One from where? Whitsunday.
Whitsunday Plaza.
I'm meeting with the Whitsunday mayor today, so I can't say anything too bad about
Hello
it.
Hello to Andrew Wilcox.
Yeah, Andrew's down today.
Here's Greg taking a first sip.
Okay, well...
Tastes like water, obviously.
That's water. You guys haven't put vodka in any of these, have you?
That's
sample four.
That's right. That's sample four. That's hidden behind. Yeah, okay. Here's, so this is the second sample.
Here we go. I find it hard to even taste the difference between waters, to be honest.
You can.
It's actually really
some
difficult.
Some people you can,
But one of these waters is from Marion, one is from Proserpine, one from Whitsunday.
Well, and these are all from taps.
That's the best one.
This one?
Yeah.
Did he get it right?
Did I get it right?
What do you reckon? That was Marion.
Yes.
Nailed it.
Oh, there you go.
No good of a lie. You've nailed it.
Is that
it.
Right?
That's the best tasting water
Probably
right
taste
there.
That.
Yeah.
Nice. Well,
it is. It's, you can, it, from the others, I mean, the other, it's all good tasting water.
Oh, totally.
I mean, we do pretty good potable water here in Australia, no doubt. But, it's the river supply in Marion. It's the new water treatment plant.
You can taste it.
And obviously the 16 herbs and spices, that's what the guys will tell you up there at Marion that we put in it. But look, it's absolutely fantastic water. And we hope that we're going to nail it at Berkeley Springs in the United States this weekend.
Well, we'll have the results on Monday's morning's breakfast show too, by the way.
What about the other two, Cannavale and Proserpine?
I can't distinguish where they come from.
Okay.
But
then it's not Marion.
It's reasonable water.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Water's water.
Yeah.
I think it's probably the lamest thing we've ever done on the breakfast show, to be honest. But,
okay, so where's the one with the vodka in it?
That's for after 9 o'clock.
That's right.
Thanks for joining us, mate.
Right,
appreciate
guys. Good
it.
To
Thank
see you.
You. As always, mate. J&A for breakfast, heading for our top today, around 33 degrees. Speaking of Marion, Taylor is out there this morning in the Triple M Street Patrol. We'll get to her next here at Triple M.
J&A for breakfast.
Triple M.
The QR Friday, I'm in love. Triple M, J&A for breakfast. Bonus question for our pressure test, $1,000 cash. We'll get to that after 6 o'clock this morning here on Triple M. So we know that there's elections coming up for Mackay Regional Council, Whitsunday Regional Council next month.
Yeah, everyone's almost in caretaker mode, I think it is. So I think the 22nd, in a couple of days' time before they... You know, they go into election mode.
So yesterday we spoke on the breakfast show about, some of the promises that we would do if, you know, we were running for election.
Yeah, the first promise is we promised to build a duck crossing, duck pedestrian crossing.
Yeah. Now, I expect you to come to the table with some promises as well. Like, that's because I'm the animal lover.
Yeah.
That's my sole promise.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll unfold some more of our promises over the coming weeks.
Yeah, okay, you sure?
Yesterday, I popped down to the goose ponds.
Oh, to check it all out, to get all the markings
on the
and
way
everything?
Home. And I caught up with some of the residents to see what they thought about our promise of making a crossing for the geese.
Okay.
This is what happened yesterday.
So one of our election campaigns, or the promises that we have decided on, is a crossing for the geese at the goose ponds. So that's why I'm here now, to ask some of the residents here if this would help them. Would you like a crossing? Would you like a crossing? I have nothing. Would you like a crossing? I take that as a firm yes. Because it's quite dangerous crossing the road over here, folks. Clearly very interested in what we have to promise. I feel like I'm wasting my time. Okay, well, thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Hello. Are you doing a wee right now? It's actually urinating.
More important things to talk about rather than to politicians, right?
Clearly it had nothing to say about the fact that we're going to try and build a crossing. But,
let's just put them down to swing voters.
Yeah, they are swingers. Literally, I think they were, because one was having it off with the other one moments after I left, honestly. 14 away from 6, Jay and Dave for breakfast at Triple M.
Jay and Dave for breakfast.
In excess, our Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast, 17 minutes away from 8 o'clock live this morning. Thanks to North Jacqueline Suzuki, 24 Gregory Street and Mackay. Our top today, 33 degrees. Mayor Greg Williamson will be in the studio with us, and in half an hour we're going to test him on our water, tasting water from around Mackay. Which one is, can he identify which one is from Marion? We'll do that very soon here on Triple M.
Look, you were just talking about, you know, people that were born on a leap year. Do they get a little bit ripped off, or do they get the presents and all this other stuff that comes with a birthday once every 4 years?
It would be confusing.
It would be, wouldn't it? Yeah, absolutely.
You would forget. Is it this year that I actually turn 4? No, it's next. Oh, no, it's not for another 3 years. Stuff that.
The presents is what the whole thing is.
13, 20, 7, 10. We want to know, are you a leap year baby, or do you know somebody who is?
James in West Mackay, mate. Are you a leap year baby?
No, fortunately I'm not. But, 28th is my birthday. But in relation to what actually happens, years ago, it used to be, you know, if you're born before midday, you went back to the 28th, and, you know, for legal reasons, if you were, you know, born after midday, you went to the 1st of March.
Oh, there you go.
But, that's years ago. Apparently, it's changed now, or whatever. Apparently, you can decide which day you want to actually be put down for on your birth certificate. So, you know, but the good thing about it, though, is, you know, you, as an adult, you can have a tantrum, and if everybody calls you a kid, you know, at least you can turn around and say, well, you're just jealous.
Well, it would be true, though, because they could possibly be 4 years of age.
Yeah. Well, technically you are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Cassie, hello, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good. Are you a leap year baby?
No, but one of my old workmates in Brisbane is, and he celebrates on the 28th of February. However, if the 1st of March is on a weekend, he'll celebrate then. He was 8 at the time that I worked with him, which I think was 32, really.
Right, so he was 8 years old. So my question is, like, how does he get away with buying cigarettes and alcohol?
I think they just go on the year of birth.
Oh, okay, right, instead of actually looking at the actual age. Well, these are questions people don't know. You don't know until
I mean, he was lucky. He could have fairy floss and cigarettes.
That is birthday party.
That was his excuse for being a child. Acting like a child.
We're seeing a pattern form here. I think a lot of people are doing that.
That was good. Because you could get away with it, couldn't you?
You just don't know.
Exactly. Lynn, it's not you that's the leap year baby. It's your kids.
But I think I've cheated here. They're just born on leap years, but not on... only one was born near February the end, 26. She just scraped it in.
Oh, right. So just luckily that we can get close to that, because otherwise you'd be asking for extra presents, right, to last out those 4 years.
Well, that's right. Mm. And the second one was just born before April Fool's Day, so that was lucky too.
Lynn. So you're on either side, but not on the dot. Still have to find somebody who's born on a leap year, though.
Okay. Scott, were you born... It was you? No, it was someone else that was born on a leap year, yeah?
No. My mum was a leap year baby, so she always said that she looked forward to having a birthday every 4 years.
did she celebrate on the year that it wasn't a leap year? Did she celebrate on the day before?
No, the day after. We always used to have a get-together or, whatever we were doing, drinks or, dinner was always on the first. Right.
So she wasn't ripped off when it comes to presents?
No. So it was always funny that my dad always said, people would say, oh, you're only like 15, and he'd say, no, she's however many years old, but she's only had that many birthdays. So when she got to 84 years old, she finally had a 21st birthday.
Oh, my God.
Did she celebrate by doing shots?
Yeah. Oh, mate, my mum could drink most people under the
table. Oh, God, I was going to say stripper poles and dancing, everything. There you go. Yes. So it does actually happen. So she was 21 but 80-something.
Yeah, so she's 84, and her 21st, for her 21st birthday, we got a big key and everybody signed it like you did. It's good stuff.
Oh, my God, I love this. Scotty, thanks for the call.
No worries.
See you, mate. Man.
Let us know on our Facebook page, Triple M Mackay with Sundays. I want to be born on a leap year now. 13 away from 8 o'clock at Triple M.
Jay and Dave for breakfast. Triple M.